Number three, report and possible discussion of internal audit quarterly report. Don Woods.
Good morning. This is a report that I provide to you each quarter on the activities of the internal audit function. Next slide, please. I performed an audit of our payroll system. All payrolls executed during this quarter. There were no exceptions noted, and all payrolls were valid. Next slide, please. In January of this past January board meeting, our external auditor presented the results of their audit of our annual financial statements. And there were no findings in that report, but there were some recommendations for improvement of our PCAR process. The first comment was to consider reducing the number of PCARDs. To date, we have decreased our number of PCARD holders from approximately 225 down to under 190, which is 10% to 12%. Second recommendation was to reevaluate the monthly and the daily and monthly spending levels of our employees. Currently, the majority of our employees have a $2,000 day limit and a $5,000 monthly limit. FNA has, for quite some time, has been analyzing the spending patterns of those of our all cardholders, and are getting ready to meet with the supervisors to finalize what each specific cardholder needs to do their job. And basically, that's what we're trying to do, is find out what they need to do their job. And we don't have a definite limit on anybody. Yes, sir.
And what we're trying to say is that we don't put some arbitrary thing out there and all of a sudden they got to come back and get permission to go do the stuff that's routine and it's above board and all that. And all this is routine and it's above board. But they were needing something to say, can you tighten up? And the answer is you can always tighten this up. And if you've seen what's recently happened in DOD, I mean, that was ludicrous what happened there. I mean, billions of dollars were going to for fraudulent and bad things.
Yes, sir. DISD also. Yes, sir.
Am I hearing, though, that each individual will have a separate limit or different limit than the other individuals?
Well, it will depend on what their job is and what they require to do their job. Yeah, and that could be that could happen. You could, for example, we have several similar jobs. They could have the same amount in the same area, but it's basically what they need to do their job. And it's, I mean, some of these, the majority of these will probably decrease, but a lot of them, I mean, some of them may increase. Just depending on what they do. Yes, sir.
Mr. Ford, back when we had the flooding problem down in Austin and they called the pumps in on an emergency, are we going to have some kind of emergency clause in this where they can get things like that on? Because I think that's important.
Well, absolutely. I was happened to me right after I got here, and it was trying to pay for a director dinner in Austin. And we had to call, and it was that quick to get the limits up.
Yes, our PCARD administrator can call immediately and do that.
Okay. I think that was a good deal, what they did down there on those pumps.
The third item was limit the types of items that we buy. There are some items that are more cost-effective and efficient to buy via a PO, via of a contract, and so they were looking to us to make have a list of that, of items that could not be purchased with a P-card. And currently that list includes uniform services, sludge hauling, and lab services. Those are items that are performed throughout the authority. The fourth item was to perform audits, for the internal auditor to perform audits concerning authorization, proper authorization and approval. And that leads me into my next slide. This quarter I performed an audit as they recommended. And basically what I found was that our P-card provider's automated system, there was some limits where we could not basically, we didn't have, there were two supervisors didn't have access to all of their employees' work records.
Our software couldn't talk to their software.
basically, it was a disconnect in the way we, the software and the way we, our process for the P-cards, our P-card process. We have implemented a manual input fix that has solved that situation. Now, all P-card transactions are approved and authorized as required. The last audit that I performed during this quarter was a time entry audit, and it's basically determined compliance with FLSA and authority policies and procedures concerning time entry. During the audit indicated that there was a need for training in the area of time entry. We've got a lot of new employees and new supervisors, and there's just a need for some training. As it happens, Human Resources has been in the process of developing a supervisor training program, which one of the modules in that is time entry, and there's a detailed training on how to perform time entry in our system. So, and that should be implemented in August of 2008. And if there are any questions or comments or responses, I would be glad to answer them for you.
Questions for Don? Don, thank you.
Thank you.